We are learning Masechet Shchul and Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Damed Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom Kuf Chav Gimel Beis. We'll actually start again 8 lines from the bottom, Masiv Rav Yosef, because we ended off yesterday with this Gemara and we did not explain it well. We had a Kasha that wasn't really a Kasha, so we'll start again from there. Rish Lakish says, this Yisoid, that R is stronger material and therefore it's Cholim, which Rashi means that since it's so attached to the bottom, so it could actually be sewn back. And we have all the kashas of Gemara are not exactly the same case, so that's why they're a little problematic. Tosfos deals with almost all of them. Mas Rav Yosef, or Shal Tzar. It's not our Mishnah that the or on the neck. Rav Yechim Nuri Oyma ain't a chibur. It's not a chibur. It's already considered detached. And the Gemara's kasha is Amai Hacholim Mekoyi. L'chayra Rav Shlaka said that the leather when it's attached Cholim Mekoyi. So what's the kasha? So. Like it's kasha dafka on Rish Lakish sounds like. First of all, doesn't Rabbi Yechonon agree that let's say something is attached, never got cut ever. Is it attached? Yeah. So here, the Or HaTzavah was never really attached in the first place. So it's kasha on everyone actually. What do you want from Rish Lakish? It's Ifrek Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'mtayim Rabbi Yechonami dekama Or Lechalim moy dehechad shekvar tafar shetamei or v'koshken hechad shlenikram oylam." So what's going on over here? Tosfos answers that the Gemara's kasha like this. That we already knew that the Or HaGavi HaTzavah is very loose, comes off very easily. So we thought it's similar to Or that's torn, that's not sewn back yet. And we still say it's Mechubar because it's a very good material. So just like over there, that's Nikra, it's Kesir Cholim. So Or HaGavi HaTzavah that's a little bit attached, for sure should be considered a Chibur. That's Gemara's Kash, to Kadimnya. Ma'ad, Rosh Lakish says when something is torn. And it's attached on the bottom. It's considered like it's sewn back already. So here, where it's attached a little bit, it should be good. That's the Gemara's kasha. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ain't a chibur." Amai v'chol makoy omalei abaya ain't mesefer v'chom mar mechibur. Chom takas said it is a chibur. So if a rai from chom, what do you want? Elam abaya, I'll tell you the truth. So abaya is like this: if you hold that the cholim, the kuliyam will be a chibur, and here it's worse. Here it's worse. And now the Gemara's going back like what Tosfos Kash was. Here in Tosfos Tarei, what the Gemara's Kash is. Here it's worse. Here it's not even considered a chibur here. You know why? Because it's nitik me'elav comes right off. It's definitely not a chibur here. It's not a shayla. So what is the tzad that should be a chibur? El abaya b'shoyim also nitik me'elav kamifgi. Masav have a shoyim, masav le have a shoyim. It only is in a work has a different reason. That's a shoyim. But it definitely is not considered a chibur, and it's not definitely not considered a cholim since it comes off by itself. It's definitely not too strong, and therefore the homach loikis is if that's called a shoyim or not. But it's definitely not called a chibur. So to more about another kasha on Rish Lakish. Again, Rish Lakish shita is that or is cholim. Cholim means that. If it's attached on the bottom, then you can sew it back easily because it's strong. And then when asked similar questions, like the next question is not going to be from R. So it's very interesting, the Gemara's question. You have to make a dimyan, you have to make a comparison. Masa Rav Yirmiyah. The following halacha is a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, which says like this. Tanur shenitma, a tanur that became tameh, keitzah matarnoi. So how could you be matari? You can't put it in the mikvah. And the reason is because the tanur is made out of cheres. We used to make a tanner those days. You used to take like a pot, basically. It was a big pot made out of cheres, but that also would not withstand any real cooking with a big fire. So you used to put it on the ground on a stand and then cover it with cement, a thick layer of cement all around it to hold in the heat, and that protects the whole thing. So how do you matar it? Obviously, you can't put it in the mikvah. Cheres, the only way to matar cheres is by breaking it. So what do? Tanner shenitba ketz matar noisay cholka shloisha. You split it into three parts. And the garish atfeli. You also have to take off the cement that's around it because even if you crack the cheres, which means like the pot part of it, if it's still surrounded by cement, it's still held in place. That's not called breaking it. The Zokter Rabbanon, what you have to do is first of all break it into three, and second of all take off all the cement. Now, why do you have to break it into three? Just break it into two. The answer is because you break it into two, there's always a roiv and a miyat. And if roiv of the tanner is left over, it's not called breaking a tanner. If you have a tanner, you break half of it, and roiv is still around, so then. It's not because they're broken. So if you break it in three pieces, then you're good chance that the roiv is not around. So the gara is at tefela, and you take off all the cement. Ad, kuchav dalam alaf, now ad shiyeva aretz. Until you go to the ground, you take off the whole entire cement. Remei oimer, ainet tzarech ligror is at tefela, you don't take off the tefela, and obviously, b'lei ad shiyeva aretz. Of course, you don't have to go to the ground, you don't have to take it off at all. You don't have to take off the tefela. Ella, what do? Matib efnim edal tvachim. Make sure that it's cracked into chalakim that are less than 4 tvachim. Okay, ad kan the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. What's the kasha? Ki mayit le medaled. According to Rameir, if V'yamayit le'medalet, less than four tvachim, miyatar. Even though it's covered with cement. Amai. Why? Le'me le'hachal v'kai. U'maysa, it's pretty strong. So why is it tahar? So why is it the kasha? What has it got to do with Rish Lakish? Zok the Taptosis. Zok the Taptosis. Hachinami, hai tana de koi yaide tvela loy choshev. It's similar, it's equal to Ar Shaloy Neschaber. So Rabbi Yochanan says Ar Shaloy Neschaber, that the Ar didn't get sewn back, is not considered a piece of Ar, it's not considered a talus, so then it's good. Here also, it's considered broken. According to Rish Lakish, the holds, since it's pretty strong, it's considered like it's Neschaber. So here, why is this thing Tahira? It should be Tame, this Tana. Is it Freyti Gemara? Omele Rava. Okay, yeah, asking Kasha for a mayor, but Eim Madrabanon. Goyres at Tvela Achivarets. Rabban Taka say you have to take over Tvela. So Rabban is a rioter of Shlokas. What do you want from Shlokas? He's like the Rabban. So to Gemara, Elam Rabba, Avada, if it becomes Tomei, everyone agrees that you have to take off the Tvela. Everyone agrees you have to take off the Tvela. And like Shlokas, Elam Rabba, everyone agrees you have to take off the Tvela. Hokkamar, he were handling. So the Hokama Tanach to Nitva became Tommy Case of Taranois, the Rakal, Hokal, Slois of Gurus, the Taylor. Everyone agrees you have to split it into three and take off all the cement, Achei Baritz. But what's the machlaik is the opposite case. You're building a Tanner, you want to keep it in a way that's not really have a shame, Kaili. Ketsuroisa, how do you do that? Hokal, Slois of Gurus, the Taylor, Shivaritz. According to the Rabbanon, in order to not become Tommy, you can break it in three pieces and take off the tefillah, and then it's not considered a keli. Ramei, main etzarach leligros the tefillah le'achiv aretz el memato mefrim medal tvachem. As long as it's the shtiklach, the pieces are smaller than four tvachem, it will not be mekabel tuma. But once it became tamei, avada, the only way to destroy it is by taking off the tefillah as well, because it will be chalam mekay. But he holds that if it's not four tefachim in the first place, it never had a shame tanur, and therefore it never become tamei. If it had a shame tanur, it became tamei, now I want to take off the tamei, that's not enough just to crack it, because it still has a tefillah holding it in place. But in a case where it never had a tanur four tefachim, it will not be mekabel tuma. So that is machlokes. We got a kabbalah tuma, and therefore it's not a kash anymore, or a shlokesh.
What's the point of doing
this? He doesn't want it to become mekabel tuma. He doesn't want someone to touch it.
But if you do the same thing,
you can't fear a meyer. You have to be gur as a tefillah. If you have one, I'm saying the only way to make something to tarif, regards the tefillah. Rabban Taka doesn't work, Taka. It's Taka Tame. It's Taka, there's no point. The only point is Firam Meir. Firam Meir is a big difference, because if it's Tame already, you got to take apart the whole thing, take off all the cement. Here, you can save from coming Tame, you never have to take off the cement. So you're getting a lot. Firam Meir, you don't have to regards the tefillah in such a case. Not that Shurim Mekabo Tome. So you are gaining, Lemaisa. By the end of the day, you're gaining. Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Yeah, so that's what comes out over here. So now when I have a kasha about the shir, now we're finished with Rish Lakish, with Rabbi Yochanan. Now we should go back to this Mishnah Maseches Kelim to analyze a few things. Amamar Cholker L'Shloisha. It says over here that according to the Rabbanon, and even according to Ramea as well, when we destroy it, you have to split it into three and take off the tefillah, kuliyama, to make it into a tahira after it's tamei already. You have to split it into three and take off the tefillah. Raminu, Matsyokasha, actually from another Mishnah, Maseches Kelim. The Mishnah we just learned was, I think it was Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. This is Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. So when Matsyokasha from the same exact Perek in Maseches Kelim, Raminu, Tanur, Tchilose Arba, in order to become a tanur, it has to be at least four, v'shiyar v'abba. And when you break it, it has to be at least four. But if it goes less than four, so then it's not a tanur anymore. Diramei. I agree to you, medvar maram begadol. I agree to you by a big one. Avakatan, by a small tanur, t'chilasi kalshu. If you make a small tanur in the first place, it's like to the kids to play with, as long as it's a kolshu, it's enough. Rebbe Shtigmur Lachta, when it's complete. And Shiyar of Rubai. And if you want to break it, if it has Rav, then it's still Makabot Toma. Rav of that kolshu. The Kama kolshu. How much is a kolshu? Amri Rebbe Yane Tefach. Shkin Oysim Tanurun Benoiz Tefach. The people make sometimes for children, they make a small tanur. So we'll get back to what Shiyar of Rubai means in such a case. But this is the Mishnah with the explanation of the Mishnah. So Mara's kolshu like this. Time, let's say about a gadol. But a gadol, everyone agrees, the shir is tilos arba v'shir arba. And the kash like this. Time, dikashar avdalot. The only time it still retains its tumah when it's left over as four tvachim. Haleka shiur of dalad, tar. If it doesn't have a shiur of dalad, then the halacha is that it's tar. If it doesn't have shiur of dalad, it goes less than four. It's tar. And here lechayra, it doesn't stem with what the rabbanon says. It doesn't stem. It's a stira on the rabbanon, because there it says that. Ktonim miyus like Rashi says. Remember, God those yarav dalat abotzim arba loy. It's tame, and there it says before cholk l'shloisha, but shnayim wouldn't help, even though it's not dalat, and if it's not dalat. So here, it's master rabbanon hold that you still need that shouldn't be right. Basically, explained why you need to split into three according to rabbanon, because if you split into two, you're going to always have right. And that's a problem, even though it's less than dalat. And here it seems like the rabbanon saying once it's less than dalat tvachim, it's really no good. So it's stickles theory over here. On one end, it sounds like in Mishnah Zion, the first Mishnah brought down our Gemara, which is later Mishnah, that the only way through Rabbanon, you make it and not a Tana, is to split it into three parts. Only three parts. Two parts would not be good. Why? Because you have right. And here in this Mishnah, it sounds like he agrees to agrees by God, he agrees to Rabbi Meir. That was Min Shiyar of Abba. That the only time he retains his Tumah is only four. If less than four, it's not Tumah. So it's a stickles theory. What's the measurement that you go with? With four tvachim, or you go with less than right? Which one? Zot the Gemara, I'll tell you the tarots. Amri hosom the tzalke metzalik. Hocha da'av the gistera. The Gemara tarots is like this. That when you split it, the width, you go horizontally. So then, there, if it's less than dalet, it's not going to stand. Because when you cut something horizontally, you don't cut it really straight. And it doesn't sit straight. So if you cut this tanner horizontally, and it means across the width, and you cut it in half now, and through width, so then it's not going to sit nicely, and if it's less than four tvachim, it's not. It's not a good tanner. It's done. Masha Einkein, when you're talking about the shear of, when you say three, and rav is enough, they were talking about you cut it from top to bottom. You cut it that way, through the length, the top to bottom. Like you cut it vertically. If you cut it vertically, that's called gistera, hakad of a gistera. So there, as long as it's roiv, it will still be viable and usable. Like Rashi says, the tzalk hasam ktoni b'yin dalid v'loy lo have a tamei the tzalk v'tzalk ruach v'shuvein oimid yafan and sit right. Hakad the time beruba tamei afikav lo have a dalid is the avda gistera shechok lo archa v'goyvay. Like Kazer, Rashi has a picture here on the side. It's not such a shmaka picture, but you can see the picture on the side there. Amamar. Weiter in the Gemara, Shiara of Berubai. It says, Kolshu, if you make it sometimes Kolshu, that Rabbanon says, by God, the last Shiara, four Tachim. But by a katan, it chilas a Kolshu and Shiara of Berubai. So it chilas a Kolshu, we said as a Tefach. What exactly do you use a Rav of a Tefach for? Omar, Shiara of Berubai, Rubai Tefach, my Chazi, what's it worth for? My Hava, what is it? It's not worth for anything. So some girl says, my Chazi. Omar, Baya, I'll tell you like this. Shiyare Godoil Berubai. It's going back, when it says Shiyare Berubai, it's going back on Godol. Frank the Marvam Rabbanan Arba. Rabbanan said Arba. So what are you telling me? He said Rabbanan said Arba, and now you're telling me it means Rubai. Which one? Like Kasha, Habitanur Bar Tisha, Habitanur Bar Shiva. Depends how big the Tana starts off with. Rashi says like this, that when they say Dalid by Godol, we'll start with when it's a dalet by Godol is when it's a seven. When it's a seven, so there, it's dalet is roiv. So, but less than dalet will not be tame because it's not four. And when do we say ruboy? That even though there is arba, it's a kula basically. The only way it's still tame is that either in a case where it's seven and roiv is less than four, no, it will not be tame. It needs four. And we're saying also by a bar tisha, there, roiv alone won't be enough. There, you need, arba alone won't be enough. You'll need a roiv. By bar tisha, dalet won't be enough because it's not roiv. If you take a nine, tochem, knock it down to dalet tochem, that won't be roiv. It has to be at least roiv. So coming out that it's a kula. When he says Shiara Berubai, the Rabbanan is saying a kula here. The kula is that either you have to have, if it goes less than any of this, then it's batal. Which means it goes less than roiv, it's batal. And when it goes less than four, it's also batal, even though it's roiv. That's what comes out. There's two ways to be retired. Either by going less than Dalet, or by going less than Roif. That's a two way of being retired according to the Rabbanon.
If you have a 9, you go to 4.
Then if you go, then it'll be tahar. Even though it's 4, because you knock down more than Roif. That's what Rashi says in Bartisha. That's what Rashi says in Bartisha. That's what Rashi says in Bartisha. Lishna Achrina, Amrila, Amrav Huna. So here, that's what comes out. That comes out. Lakula. That's what comes out over here in the sugya. Now, you could have Margaret answered a very simple teretz that we just answered for Tzuluke Metzalik and Gistero. That's what we answered the Chilub Tiroiv and Arba. We could have, that's Tosis Kasha. They could have answered. We were before answered the teretz of Tzuluke Metzalik and Gistero. Depends what you went vertically or horizontally. So he says that we don't want to learn one Mishnah in two different ways. We don't learn one Mishnah that it's like this that way. It's not like our Mishnah, one Mishnah, you didn't crack it two ways. That's what we don't answer. This Mishnah, to say, oh, all like this, all like that, that's what we don't have. We have two Mishnahs, we can answer that way. But in one Mishnah, we don't answer that way. That's Tosfos Damascus Haba Tanura. If you want to look at Tosfos on your own time, look at that Tosfos Haba Tanura, explains how, why we answer the case of Tzluke Metzalik. Lishna Achrina Amrila, a new member. Lishna Achrina Amrila. We're going back on the din of the talus. Someone had a talus and it became tamei. So he said, you rip the talus, you tear the talus, that makes it ois talus. And we said, if it leaves a shir kadema aferes, that's a problem. That's what one Gemara said. Lo yishon was a aferes. The Gemara said by R, the Gemara said before, even less than a aferes could be by R, even less. Now there's a whole different memra about that. Different memra. That by a talus, even if you leave over enough to cover your head, it's still tahar. If you rip a talus, you tear the talus more than Roiv, even though it's the leftover could be used as a head covering, it's still tahar. Amra shlaka shon al talus. Ava R chashiv. But R is leather, is chashiv. So there, if you leave over a big chelik, that's enough to be tummy. Rav Yechonam, I feel or nami lechashiv, or also if you tear it, beroiv, it's enough, even though you have kedem aferes. Now Rav Yechonam has a kash on shlokish. Eis v'yechonam shlokish, or tummy medris, or that was used as a tummy medris, you sat on it, or you slept on it. Chishav alav l'ritzu of a sandlin. We had this halacha before, this mishnah before, that if you thought of it, I'm making it into shoelaces or shoes. Kivin shenosan by Ismael, we had this in yesterday's daf. Kivin shenosan by Ismael, since once you put the knife in and you started tearing it, tar, the Rav Yehudah. We have to make less than 5 tvachim. Kivin mayit, less than 5 tvachim, mi tar. Amai lema chashiv. Don't you say it's chashiv? Like you said, Rosh Lakosh, that there, that it's chashiv. You leave over Kadema Ferris, it's chashiv. Here's Kadema Ferris. Kadema Ferris is less than 5 tvachim. So here, you left Kadema Ferris. So the case over here was that you want to use this, you set this aside, this was miyuchid for Moshev Zav to be a chair or a bed, and therefore less than 5 tvachim, it's not royu, even though it's a R. And that's why if you made it less than 5 tvachim, it'll become tahira, because you need it for Zav, for Moshev Zav, and less than 5 tvachim, it's not royu, for Moshev Zav.